For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney. It now appears that South Carolina state government will operate for the first half of its current fiscal year using last year's budget. A lack of action by the General Assembly this week left last year's budget in place as lawmakers face continued uncertainty about the state's economy. When the legislature begins a new session in January, members hope that by then they'll have a more accurate picture of how much tax revenue can be expected from the state's economy that's been decimated by the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. This week, the state Senate okayed a new spending plan based on last year's $9 billion budget, but added a few items, including $500 million in surplus revenue as a protection fund in the event tax revenues slow so drastically that mid-year budget reductions are required, and $40 million to pay for already scheduled teacher pay increases. Spartanburg Senator Shane Martin said he was shocked when House leaders opted not to consider the new budget. He called the Senate's action a move to protect state government services from possibly having to be cut in the middle of the year.
Probably one of the most conservative things budgeting-wise the Senate's done in a long time. I think the $500 million we put in, that's why I called it a protection budget. That means I really don't believe if budget cuts are coming mid-year. I believe when budget cuts are coming mid-year. And with that, with education taking up 42% of those cuts if they come, what the Senate did was put things in place to where we don't have to make mid-year cuts.
But the Republican leadership in the House opted to stick with just leaving last year's budget in place. Ways and Means Committee Chairman Merle Smith said the revenue estimate following the Christmas spending season should let state economists know where things stand with anticipated revenue.
And that's going to tell us where the economy in the state of South Carolina is going. So we're going to take a pause. We're going to look at this. The Senate had a lot of good ideas and a lot of things that are needed to move the state of South Carolina forward. We would be remiss if we went forward with those plans now, only to find ourselves in a situation where we're cutting budgets in January or February.
The decision by the House also left teachers groups disappointed that the scheduled pay raises the Senate approved, which they refer to as step increases, are now frozen. Patrick Kelly represents the Palmetto State Teachers Association.
Teachers sign on to their contracts in the spring with an understanding that the state will meet their commitment under the salary schedule established by state statute, and to hear that steps will remain frozen after teachers had signed contracts in the spring expecting those steps to be honored, that's certainly disappointing and a blow for teachers to hear that information.
Some teachers across the state took Wednesday off to protest the freezing of the step increases. House Democratic leader Todd Rutherford of Columbia says teachers deserved a show of support during the pandemic.
And we talk a lot about frontline, who's on the front line, but they are legitimately dealing with masses of people that they have to be in front of, and potentially kids that don't have any symptoms but are getting them sick. How do we deal with that? How do we take care of them? And how do we keep them in our classrooms?
Ways and Means Committee Chairman Smith says House leaders hope to honor the plan for the scheduled increases if money is available.
I understand the frustration. I have friends who contact me all the time about the uncertainty and the dangers in their job, and they need our gratitude. They will be our first priority when we come back in January if this economy is stabilized.
Lawmakers this week also approved adding another $420 million in federal CARES Act dollars to the state's unemployment fund. That means that almost half of the state's $2 billion share of CARES Act money will go to the state unemployment insurance fund. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney in Columbia.